We're looking for you as a good fit for the team. More so than the technical knowledge oftentimes, I'm looking for the soft skills that you bring to the team. Are you a good team player? Are you willing to work with others? Can you provide mentorship and leadership to other people, possibly in the future?
Welcome to Security Cleared Jobs, Who's Hiring and How, the podcast for cleared professionals looking for new opportunities and career advice. We go behind the scenes with recruiters and hiring managers from leading cleared employers to uncover the information you need to make a smart career move. Get ready for insights from this week's guest and your hosts, Kathleen Smith and Rachel Bozeman.
So it's May, and May is Military Appreciation Month. We here at clearjobs.net really want to give a shout out to all of our transitioning military folks, our military spouses, our military children, all who, as a family and as individuals, support our country. So this is Kathleen Smith, the official drum roll. We're back in the studio learning more about what job seekers need to know about finding their new job. But first, a word from my wonderful co-host, Rachel.
Well, hello and howdy to all of you out there in podcast land.
Today's guest is Matt O'Hara, Red Cyber Program Manager with Valiant. I'm so excited to talk to a Red Teamer. Welcome to the show, Matt.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
You know, with a name like Red Cyber Program Manager, sounds kind of superhero-ish. So I feel like any good superhero needs an origin story. And we want to talk about your origin story. And I understand that you have a pretty inspiring origin story about your path from where you started to where you are today. And the desire to wear, I don't know, different clothes each day?
I'll just tell you a little bit about myself first. So one, I was born in Korea and I was actually an orphan for a little while. And then I was adopted into an American family. Throughout my life, I've kind of had that sense of pride in America and being American. And also I was kind of good at math and science, a tinkerer, but a problem solver throughout my life. And in high school and through college, I thought, what's the next step? So I joined the military, fortunate to be accepted to the Naval Academy. And then I ended up doing 21 years in the Navy, pretty much doing the same thing, problem solving throughout my career, figuring out solutions. And first started as a helo pilot, and then I transitioned to being a communications officer in the Navy. So became jack of all trades. So we did everything from tuning radios on a ship to cybersecurity to satellite operations. But one of the things that really got me is when one of my assignments, I started working in a red team and learning about ethical hacking and how to do bad things into a network, but for a good reason. And so that's what we do here is we basically hack into other people's networks, try to find those vulnerabilities and report on those vulnerabilities to the customer. So here's a chance to wear your evil hat, but do it for a good cause. Honestly, it's super exciting.
I always love when people get to use their powers for good rather than evil. I'm a hacker at heart, but it is a great thing to be able to do it to support the mission and help our customers. So I really appreciate you doing that. So Valiant, great name. But give us a little bit more of an overview of what Valiant does in the cleared community.
So Valiant as a company, we have about 5,000 people. We primarily concentrate in three different sectors, the aerospace and defense, the national security and intelligence, and some civil government as well. But we have specific areas we focus on, such as training, simulation, and readiness. And that's where we do wargaming, things like that, to train our troops to be in those kind of environments. We do linguistic support in our critical mission language support, and that's a large part of the company that we have. We do logistics and sustainment throughout the world. We do intelligence sector kind of work, and we have global contingency and stability operations for things like humanitarian aid, and then we have facility modernization operations. So specifically, I work in the critical mission area where we do our red cyber work. My program is actually the only cyber contract in the company, so we're delving into kind of new areas and spaces.
Very cool. So I know Valiant is hiring a lot of different superheroes with a lot of different cleared skill sets and kind of around the world. So exciting times indeed. But tell us a little bit about some of the different skill sets or categories that you're really seeking to fill right now.
Sure, absolutely. So we do work in 40 plus countries. We work across 5 continents worldwide. So a lot of things that we have intelligence support throughout the world. We have linguistic support. So we have a large portion of the contracted linguists in the DoD, and that's a pride point for our company. And then, like I said, we're also trying to dip our toes into some new areas like cyber. So specifically for me, with the Red Cyber, we're specifically looking for software developers. We're looking for red team operators, people that especially come from a very niche kind of area that isn't very common, but honestly is really cool. And it's not hard to sell people into the space once they hear about it, because it really is awesome.
Well, now the question that the cool kids have, Matt, is where are these positions located?
So currently for the cyber contract, we're located at Fort Belvoir, Virginia, in the Northern Virginia, Alexandria area.
Awesome. And specific to your group, are there any particular types of positions that you're looking for? I mean, you know, is it always going to be a superhero that can do red teaming, or are you looking for purple ethical hackers? Are you looking for blue teamers? Any crypto? What are you looking for?
Our positions mostly consist of management, cyber planners, cyber operators, and developers, but really, I'm looking to fill out the team with a diverse skill set. So even though what we do is hacking in general, not everyone has to have experience in this space, but they have to at least have a desire to want to do it. So I'm trying to encourage a real diverse team, a diverse skill set, people that don't all think alike, and everyone comes from a different background. Everyone has a unique perspective that they bring to our team. And I'm trying to really function as one team, but bring many, many different ideas, because everyone has something that someone else didn't think about. They all can contribute to the team in various ways. So to me, the important is to provide that uniqueness and diversity of spirit and talent.
So let's talk a little bit about culture. And I know that at the beginning of the show, we were teasing you about changing, you know, from your uniform into different kinds of clothes every day. And what is the culture at Valiant? And transitioning out of the military, what did surprise you? Because this is something that I think really creates an obstacle for a lot of transitioning military, that they're not quite sure what kind of culture they're going to get into, and what should they be looking for when they're looking at a new position?
Great question. So one, you hit on something that's very close to my heart with the transitioning veterans, me being one as well. And I think the thing with the different clothes is there's a lot of gotchas, because you're not used to that. And there's a lot of unknown unknowns. So you don't know what you don't know. And you don't think about a lot of little things like, I have to buy clothes. I have to buy different. I can't wear the same thing every day. In the Navy, we're very simple too. We have all khaki clothes or all white or all navy blue. So we even stick to one color. And here, you know, you can have a chance to express some of your individuality. You have a chance to kind of stick out a little bit and express yourself a little bit more. But the thing I think for transitioning veterans is, one, there's a network of people that you can reach out to, such as clearjobs.net, other forums as well. It's very important to know that we don't have to go about this alone. So some of the unknown unknowns can be answered by simply just by talking to a variety of people. And I would suggest don't just stick to one, go to many people to seek advice. Another thing for veterans is kind of have a sense of what you want to do, because the civilian world is not just going to pick you up just because you were in the military. So you have to have some actual skill set or skills that they want. And even taking that up a step further is finding the requirements for those kind of positions. So whether it's certifications, education, internships, things that you can do to kind of set yourself up for those are always going to be a bonus and helpful.
Great advice. And speaking of great advice, I know that you bring a unique perspective as a hiring manager to what the interview process looks like. So if you don't mind just kind of sharing with us an example of where a cleared professional did amazing on an interview, and then, you know, kind of conversely, like maybe one that wasn't quite so hot.
Sure. So one, you hit it on the head. I am a technical program manager. I'm not a recruiter. So often the things that I think of are not the same things that a recruiter would think of and how they go about business. But I've done hundreds of interviews, and the ones that stick out to me, the ones that people that have done really well, are people that come prepared. So know what job you're applying for. I had one guy that applied for a software exploit developer position, and he was just very smart, very genius, and he just blew me away of everything I asked. He knew more about it, and he was able to expand upon different points. He showed me his passion. He told me a little bit about the company as well, going that few extra steps that not everyone is willing to do. I've had some people that I've come to an interview and they don't even know what our company name is, or they don't know what position they're applying for. So it creates a little bit of awkwardness, but sometimes we can get past that. And some of the bad interviews I've had, one example is someone wanted to dispute the answers to the questions that I had. And I'd like to think of myself as fairly open-minded, where if you can logically explain your position, then I'm willing to accept that, or give me good reasons of why you think differently than I do. And oftentimes that can be a learning experience for me as well. But if you can't really logically explain it, then it's going to create some awkwardness and tension in the interview, because part of it is we're looking for you as a good fit for the team. More so than the technical knowledge, oftentimes I'm looking for the soft skills that you bring to the team. Are you a good team player? Are you willing to work with others? Can you provide mentorship and leadership to other people, possibly in the future, as you progress down the road? And another question I always ask people is, where do you want to be 10 years from now? So I ask that because maybe we can help you achieve your goals to along the way, or maybe we can help set you up for that path. Because I know everyone's not going to be a operator or technician forever, and interests change and people naturally want to progress in their roles. And if I can help you do that, then that's something that I would like to be part of as well.
So what you're saying, Matt, is a good answer is not because my mom said I'm good. Like, that's not a good rebuttal there.
Yeah, that's generally one we frown upon.
Yeah, unfortunately, we're seeing that a little bit. So Kathleen's tip of the day, don't bring your mom to an interview. So what is an example or two of questions that a cleared professional should ask their interviewer? One thing that we talk about frequently on the show is you are also interviewing the company. Is this a place you want to be? So what are some of the questions that you have been really impressed by that someone has asked you?
So I always ask people to think about things that are very personal to you, things that are important to your lifestyle, whether you need more remote work, the type of team that you want to be around, the size of the team, what kind of structure you want every day, because certain jobs, you do A through Z tasks every single day. And once you check those off, then you're done for the day. Whereas our team is a little bit more open as we're starting this cyber red team in our organization. I like to give you the ingredients of the recipe, but you come up with the steps of the recipe. But some people need the steps of the recipe as well.
We always tell people that they should do follow-up. And I know a lot of people don't do follow-up. So do you like having follow-up? And two, is it an instance where you would be open to other questions? Or is it just a thank you for your time?
Absolutely. Follow-up is always welcome because it's a chance for you to be more comfortable before you hit day one. So if I can answer any questions you have, whether it's about our benefits package, what you're going to expect in the first 3 months, really, to me, follow-up is important because the more comfortable you can be, you're going to be a better contributing employee. You're going to be a better part of the team. You know what to expect and you're going to be more comfortable. And so obviously, to me, comfort is a good thing when you're coming into a new organization, a new team.
So Matt, thank you for your service. 21 years, incredible career that you've had. And that does make you an expert. There are transition tips that you might be able to recommend to those that are still in service that will help them once they get out. So are there any of those tips that you would mind sharing with our brave friends out there?
Sure. So building that network of people that you can trust and talk to is very important. Also, get the things that you need to finish out your military career. Get those things knocked out and done. So things like your VA benefits, anything you have lingering. Once you transition, I don't say nobody cares, but really your new company doesn't care that much about what you had before or what you did before. They want to know what you can bring to the table now. So clear yourself of any baggage or any claims that you need filed, because once you start your job, the company is going to expect you to be fully invested in the new job. The other things I can say is the network of people is really, really important. Arming yourself with information is the most important.
That's really great, because I'll tell you, everyone thinks that transitioning out is really easy. And then all of a sudden they go, I don't want to transition out because it's really hard. So definitely love all of these tips that you're giving our audience. So I understand during your pre-call with our lovely pre-call person, Courtney, you said something about Valiant is a for-profit company, but the money isn't the only goal. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yes, we are a company, we're a contractor company, and we're for profit because that's how we exist. But really, we're trying to build a culture, we're trying to build long-lasting contracts, we're trying to build trust in the DoD community that we can perform good, actual work, and we can deliver excellent products and services. And to us, the long-term goals are more important than the short-term goals. So establishing that trust and being good at what we do, hiring the right people, having a culture of diversity, having a culture where people can express themselves and be the best versions of themselves. Valiant, to me, has been a phenomenal company, including me as a manager, where I'm not micromanaged. I'm allowed to function in the ways I feel fit or need to. I have a lot of flexibility to help this team build up, and they depend on me, and hopefully we can perform.
So I know the word is out. Everyone's heard how cool Matt's team is, and you've had a lot of growth over the past year. So tell us a little bit about that growth and what kind of people would really thrive working on your team.
So I consider us a lot like a startup company as we build up. We started last year with about 5 people on the contract. We're 5 times that now, growing eventually next year to about 45. And that is challenging because bringing on more people means we're bringing on more unique perspectives, which I always appreciate. But there comes some consternation with that too. And people have to get along. And the big thing is we want to have a culture of respect for different ideas. And we want to be able to have processes to bring on these multiple new ideas and to give people a voice. And the scaling, we have to have the right procedures and policies to get to that place. So in my position, I have 3 tenets of leadership, where the first one is I want to be a servant leader. I'm here to enable you to do your job without distraction and without interference. So the second one is I believe in transparency. So I try to be transparent to the max extent possible. I'm not here to keep secrets from you. I'll be open with you and honest with you. And I hope for the same from you. And the third one is I'm a big process person. So I believe that consistently implementing processes will produce consistently repeatable results. In the cyber world, we like consistency. We don't like change, and we don't like different things happening and unexpected things happening. So especially as we become scalable in our organization, those processes are important. As we implement that in the culture early on, then they're easy to digest later on as well.
All really great stuff. Awesome. Awesome. So Matt, how can our listeners get in touch with you and be part of your team?
So we have our careers page on onevaliant.com is the easiest way. My information is available as well. And our recruiter, Kimberly Reynolds, for our specific program, is always willing to take on people and talk to them and coach them through.
Awesome. So Matt, thanks so much for putting up with us today. We've really appreciated all your insight on the growing team there at Valiant.
No, thank you very much for giving us a chance to spotlight our company a little bit, and enjoyed speaking to you as well.
So Matt had some really great interviewing tips today. I think showing your passion and showing that you did the research were really important to me. What did you learn today, Rachel?
Well, first of all, that superheroes come in all shapes and sizes and are also worried about their fashion choices, and it is not a good idea to wear the same outfit every day. But in spite of all of that, I did learn some incredible things about Matt and all of the things that they're doing over there. And something that really resonated with me was the commitment that he has to his team, and he kind of compartmentalized that in three major buckets: about being a servant leader, about being a transparent leader, and about being a leader that's focused on processes that will drive results. So for me, I love when a hiring manager is already telling you what it's like to be on their team. So good at you, Matt, for that.
That was really great. And here we are at the end of the show. I'm so glad we've had this time together. Anyway, follow us, come back next week. Goodbye, everyone. Bye, Rachel.